From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, good times. No, that is. She's a happy woman this morning. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's Wednesday, March 5th, 2008. This race is just so dramatic.
I know!
It is so dramatic.
And every time I swear to myself, I say, I'm not going to go in and talk on the show about how I didn't get sleep because I was up watching something related to politics. Because that's what I do. Because it's like live drama. It's the best reality TV.
It's unbelievable. Can I tell you, I got up early because I like to read in the morning all the papers. And my husband works at MSNBC. Literally, we did it again. He came in as I was getting up.
You just like hand off the baton.
Hand off the baton. He goes,
go, honey.
What do you say? He goes, Clinton killed him. And then that was all I said. And I said, okay. So we'll get some more details on that very shortly. From John Harris at Politico.com, he will weigh in. He's got all the good news analysis and all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
All the behind-the-scenes analysis and dirt. So also, we're going to talk about internet TV. There are literally thousands of channels available to watch thanks to the internet. So what's good out there? How do you separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak? An internet TV watcher will be here to talk about what you should be paying attention to.
And the retirement of Brett Favre.
You like to do that.
We'll get a Green Bay Packers fan's lament. We'll also talk about what an amazing athlete, what an amazing career he's had.
Yes, we will.
We'll also get the headlines and the most, but first,
nation's coming back, and so is this campaign.
Hillary says it's a comeback, so we can say it too. Senator Clinton won 3 out of 4 Democratic primaries yesterday, including the 2 big ones in Ohio and Texas.
Here are the stats. In Ohio, Clinton won by 10 percentage points, 54% to 44%. In Texas, her margin of victory was closer, only 4 points, and she won by 18 points in Rhode Island. The one state Obama took, he took big, winning in Vermont by more than 20%. There's one contest yet to be decided, though, Texas's caucus, which took place after the primary. About a third of Texas's delegates will be awarded to the caucus winner.
Clinton celebrated from the Buckeye State last night and sounded like she expects her race against Senator Obama to continue for a while.
To Senator Obama, who has brought so much to this race, I look forward to continuing our dialogue in the weeks ahead on the issues that matter most to our country.
Meanwhile, Obama focused on the fact that he's still holding on to a slight lead in the overall delegate count.
We have nearly the same delegate lead as we did this morning, and we are on our way to winning this nomination.
On the Republican side, it was a big night for John McCain for a couple reasons. First, he won all 4 primaries, and you know what that means.
Tonight, my friends, we have won enough delegates to claim with confidence, humility, and a great sense of responsibility that I will be the Republican nominee for president.
Now, in the wake of McCain's victories last night, Mike Huckabee finally did it. He conceded and says he'll do what he can to get McCain elected.
As for Clinton and Obama, it's back to the campaign trail. The Wyoming caucus is Saturday. The Mississippi primary is next Tuesday. And the Pennsylvania primary, with its 188 delegates at stake, is on April 22nd.
That means 7 more weeks of fun for the Democratic candidates. We'll get more on that in just a minute with John Harris of Politico.com. But first, we do want to get you some more headlines.